Blog Talk Radio.
Another exciting edition of Keeping It Together with your boy, Mr. Montavian Morrow. I am here to help you with your relationship issues, with your relationship woes, with your connective past and presence, and hopefully your futures, to keep you together with your mates, your significant others, your boyfriends, your girlfriends, your booty buddies, your get it pals, whatever it is that you're trying to maintain. I'm here to help you keep that together in a nonviolent and heavily, happily establishment. I am so glad that you are tuned in, that you took time out of your busy Sunday afternoon schedule. I hope you enjoyed yourself. If you went to church and got your praise on and did your shout and dance and dropped off your tithes, and I hope you done ate and filled your belly and took your Sunday afternoon nap, and you have decided to tune in here with me and hopefully get something out of this hour that we have to spend together that will promote your relationship or promote you into a relationship if that's what you are so desiring, or to help you stay in one if that's where you are. If you are listening to us by way of the archive, I'm even glad that you took the time to go and tune into the archive. And you might have said you missed the show, but somebody said that damn fool Montavian then come on there and said some stuff. You should have been there. If nobody else should have been there, you should have been there. And you went on and to the archives and looked it up to listen to see what the hell I had to say, because you know it had to be something. We are going to be down to the nitty-gritty today, because today we are going to answer some of the questions that we didn't get to answer on last week. Last week we got so hot and heavy. I think last week, before I even got to the first break, we was 45, 50 minutes into the show. I ran out of spit finally and had to take a break. But we got kind of deep into some things, and I broke some things down numerically about co-parenting and child support and things of that nature. And we're still kind of getting some feedback on that. We will definitely end up doing another show involving that later on down the line, but I don't want to stay too long on one subject. But the more you guys give me feedback, the more we got to stay on it. We're gonna dig into into things until those things are I can't say no longer an issue, but we're gonna lighten the load a little bit, as so to speak. We're gonna try to get some of that off of you, at least start up some sort of dialogue between you and whoever the issue is with, rather. So I'm glad you're here. I'm happy you tuned in. Get on. Go tell everybody that we on the air. Call everybody. Say, don't forget, Mr. Online, Mr.'s on the air. Call in. The number is 646-564-9774. You can call in and listen, or you can click on the link. Share the link with your friends, with your family members, so they can get in and get on. We want to get your feedback. We want to make sure that you're getting the information. We want to make sure that I'm not coming off of the top of the dome with things that I just happen to know or issues that are in relationships or that go on. We want to deal with what's actually happening with you right now. Because if we can get in on that stuff right now, we may be able to save you a trip to the divorce court or keep you from having to split all your shit up between one another while you got to move over here and they got to move over there and you trying to figure out who's going to get all the forks and knives and who's going to get the couch and the sofa because y'all can't get it together. Let's try to head that off now. Have them listen in. You may have to do it a little slicker than you're used to. Just, you know, turn me on and put the phone on speaker and just walk around with it on, you know, and just when they say, well, who is that you listen to? Child, it's this fool Mister on here. He giving relationship advice, but it's good. It's good. Just know that I'm on and I'm saying something that you need to hear. By way of announcements, before we get into the show too deep, on tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, you with me? Tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, you need to be tuned in to the Destiny Empowerment Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio / Destiny Empowerment. You looking for the Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey Gordon. Tune in. You have to listen to these two individuals, the Success Factor. And you know what? And I went on and I actually read the description of their show, which I've never actually read the description of their show. I know I ain't right because I know the people, and I never went on and read the description of their show. Hell, I've just been describing stuff because I know them. I was accurate, but let me read you the description of their show. The Success Factor's premise is based on attracting, achieving, and maintaining success in a family setting, whether it be in business, finance, relationship, or spiritual. The aim is to reach those who feel that there is more to life than what their current situation has afforded them. There are some things that you can be reaching out to get into your life if you knew how. What you have is not what you think you have is not all that you have. There is more to life than what you see around you and what you have access to. There are some things. If you get in the right circles, and this is one of the main things that Ken and Kelsey talk about, is not just dealing with one aspect, but they are a couple who are in business, dealing with business and family and relationships and connecting and keeping it all together. That's why we have to. This is why I network with these people, because we're all on the same page. You have to listen to them tomorrow, 8 o'clock. Be online. It'll be a link on my page for show. Get online. They can help you. After you get through listening to them tomorrow, come back on Tuesday for the originator, the creator of that number one diva that put all of this together, Miss Sharice Riley, and she is going to be doing the business makeover. This is girl trying to help you get paid. Sharice is a business as well as a strategic, y'all ain't hearing me, a strategic life coach. It's not just getting in position, it's being in a strategic position. One of my favorite sayings, and if you know me, you know I say this almost on a daily basis, is opportunity favors the prepared individual. It doesn't do me any good for somebody to offer me a Ferrari for $8,000, even though that's a $100,000 car, if I don't have $8,000. The opportunity presented itself, but I didn't have what was necessary to take the opportunity that was presented. So she is trying to teach us how to strategically place ourselves in personal as well as in business to get ourselves to the next level. And while she's doing that, she is helping us to connect with other like-minded people that are trying to do the same thing. You know, you need to be connected in the right circles. I don't care what you say. And I'm one of the main culprits. I'm that guy that says screw everybody. Y'all want to help me? Bump on up out my way then. You don't want to help me. But we need to make those connections. You can do it by yourself, but it's going to take you double the time, double the effort, double the manpower. You're going to need more, but if you get in the right circles and get the right connections, there are people that do things that you don't have the ability to do. There are professionals that are doing them. Get in those circles. Get connected with them. Monday night, Success Factor, Ken and Kelsey. You need to be there. And they're having guests, Corey and Tasha Moore. I'm just looking at this now. I'm not stuttering over my words. I'm just looking at what they got going on here. They have guests, Corey and Tasha Moore, who are the pastors of, I don't know what church. I don't see it on there. But they'll be on there. Corey and Tasha Moore, they pastors. They're going to give you something good because it's coming with Ken and Kelsey. So they're going to be on there tomorrow, 8 o'clock, on the Success Factor. They're going to help you be successful. When they tell you how to be successful, then you need to turn around and get back on with Miss Cherise Riley with the business makeover. She's going to help you get your business made over and get you strategically in place to be more successful. We all need this. We got to have it in order to make it to that next level. And then when you get through with all of that, get yourself back here on Sunday evening, every Sunday, 7 o'clock. Log in, call in, dial in, whatever you have to do to make it in, to keeping it together with your boy, Montavian. They call me Mr. Morrow. And we will be here helping you with your relationships and your relationships woes and your relationship successes, I hope. Get online. You still have time to get your questions in that we're going to be dealing with today. If we have time, we'll deal with more. If we don't, get them in, and I'll try to get them answered either via email or via Facebook message. I'm not going to tweet your business all over the internet, so probably not on Twitter, but you can definitely reach me. And I want to make this point because someone asked me this, and it's because if you don't know me directly or you don't have a relationship with me, then you wouldn't know this. But anything that you tell me, it is confidential. I cannot nor will I blast your business all over the airwaves. Now, if it's a topic that you have asked me about and I decide to discuss it, know that I'm not going to call you out and say, well, Cherise was asking me about dandruff, and this is what y'all need to do about dandruff, because I know she ain't got, she got bad dandruff. No, I'm not going to do it. And Cherise did not have bad dandruff. We did not have conversation about dandruff. I just use her as as an example. Sorry, Cherise. But that is not what had happened. I will not have your business all online. Okay, I'm sorry. I wanted to make sure I didn't lose y'all. I will not have your business all online. We may discuss different topics that have something to do with maybe something that we have talked about. But anything that you say to me, anything that you give me, will be held in confidence. I will not put your business online. I'm not that tight. I don't take your stuff and take it to somebody else. I lock it in the vault. This is a judgment-free zone. And if you ever talk to someone who has talked to me about something, they'll tell you that he don't care what you say. You can't surprise him. Unless you start peeling off your skin and show him that you're a Martian of some sort or something, you might get me with that one. But I've had people to come to me and come out of the closet, yeah, man, I'm gay, or, well, I'm lesbian, or, I was molested, I was raped, I had this happen to me, I've had that happen to me. I've contracted HIV. I've had, you cannot shock me, and you're not going to get any type of judgment from me by coming to me with anything that you have. I've been counseling people for 20 years. 20 years? God dang, I feel old. Woo! So listen, you can't shock me, and know when other people know that you have talked to me, they cannot come and ask me what we talked about and get it out of me. It's in the vault. If they want to know what we discussed, they need to come ask you. And if they really need to know about it, then they should have been in the discussion with us. That is my disclaimer. And when you ask me a question, you will get the truth. You might not like it, you might not love it, but it's going to be the truth. When it comes from me, I'm going to give you the truth. Half the time I know that you're not going to like it, but damn it, this is what you're going to get. If you didn't want it, you shouldn't have asked. But whatever that truth is, it will be confidential. It will be held between you and I only, unless you say otherwise. But so feel free to send in your questions, send in your comments, send in your concerns. Hey, man, you said something that kind of scared the shit out of me. I didn't get it. Hey, if you didn't understand something, let me know. You may not be the only one, and I may need to further break something down. We may need to discuss it. This is a talk show. We talk, communicate. We get our ideas out and across to each other. There are some things that you know that I may have absolutely no idea of, and I want to converse about it. We need to get together and talk about it, because, hell, I'm nosy about some stuff. Information I want to know. Not about your business. As funny as it may seem, everybody got some business. And I've been a part of so much of it, that shit is boring to me. I ain't worried about. I know everybody's sleeping with somebody, and everybody has some skeletons in their closet. That's why you can't shock me with shit. We ain't worried about all that. Information is what I'm nosy about. How do these things work? How did you come to this conclusion based on this information? How did you arrive there? Help me with the thought process. That's what I'm interested in. I don't care about what happened, what the actual happening was. I want to know how you felt about it, why you felt that way about it, and what could we have done to make you feel a different way about it. This is what counselors do. This is what coaches do. This is how we decipher what the next step needs to be. This is how we do this, by communication, by breaking things down to its lowest common denominator, by getting, how did you get from point A to point B, and where did you miss a step? Let's go back and get it, because that was an important step. This is how we help you. So feel free, come to me with your questions. Let's figure out some answers. And we want to go ahead and jump into this show and start out with a small break before we get into these questions. So take this time to go and find everybody. I'm also going to open up the chat line right now while I'm going for our little break. So you'll have time to go and get everybody together. Tell them this fool is on the air and he's getting ready to answer these questions. Y'all get ready, because it's going down. Call your mama and them, call your auntie and them, call your brother, call your sister, call everybody that you know that needs to have their ass online listening to this. We ready to get it going. Y'all check this out. If y'all can't tell, I'm old school. I am old school. You know, I do all this hip hop and R&B and stuff. I dig a lot of that. But look here, I'll take you back to the as Sharice told me last week, I will get you back in the juke joint and have you doing the Funky Chicken or something around here messing with me. We don't have songs like we used to. All of our songs are about finding or dropping who you with and getting somebody else. A lot of the songs back in the day were about keeping it together, baby. Let's stay together. Let's work this thing out. Now, them blues songs is about folks that done already messed up. And I dig those, too. You done already messed up, and I'm fixed to leave your ass. That's what all that blues was about. Partner, I'm out. That's what the blues was about, and I dig that too. But it's all good, baby. It's all about relationships, and I love it. I love it. We gonna keep that together. You might hear some blues. It might be some country. Every now and again, if I can throw in some rap that Sharice won't come find me behind, then I'm gonna do that too. But listen here, we're gonna go ahead and get into our first question here. The first question we're going to deal with that we didn't get a hold to or didn't get to answer last week that seems to come up quite a lot is, should my mate allow me access to their cell phones, or should you be allowed to have access to your significant other's cell phone? Again, really, you could take that also into their Twitter and to their Facebook and all of these other social media outlets and all of this other jazz. So should your mate have access to your cell phone? The short answer to that is no. That's the short answer. What for? What do you need? What do you want access for? Should they have access? No. Now, to go along with that, can they have access, or why would you not want them to have access? Would be the next question. What are you hiding? So do they deserve access? No, they ain't paying the bill. Hell no. No, you ain't paying no bill around here. You don't need access to the phone. But there's always a but. We got to throw this conjunction in there. If you don't want me to have access to it, then what are you hiding? So there are two sides to this coin. The first side is, why do you want to have access to it? Why do you believe that I'm hiding something? And two, on the other side of that, why are you looking for something? What are you looking for on my phone? So we have both sides of that, and there is a trust issue that's deeper than the damn phone. There's something else there that's deeper than what's on the cell phone or what's on the Facebook page or what's on whatever the other person is trying to get access to. If I'm trying to get access to your phone, then I'm looking for something, which says that there is a trust factor, there is a trust issue going on there. What is it that you're looking for? And if I'm on the other side of that, then I should be saying, baby, what is it that you're looking for? Let me help you find it. Let's go through this together so we can find out what the issue is. How do you deal with trust issues? Mister, how do I deal with trust issues? You deal with trust issues through transparency. The only way that I can learn or begin to trust you is through transparency. If I don't have any secrets to keep from you, then and everything is an open book, then I have no reason not to trust you. Unless there, you know, this is how you get over issues where you've had issues in the past with trust. You were cheated on, you were lied to, something didn't go, so there was a miscommunication, whatever the case may be. That trust issue is alleviated by means of transparency. I'm going to the store. I'm going to pick up this, 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 and this. I'll be back in 10 minutes. 10 minutes go by, you ain't back. The other person is calling you. Where are you at? Oh, well, baby, I'm here. I'm right around the corner. I had to pick up this. It's through transparency. Now, if there is a trust issue, some of that you have to deal with to a certain extent until the trust is gained again. A lot of us have walked into relationships with trust. You know, we've trusted people going into a relationship that we didn't know in the first place. You didn't take time to get to know them in the first place, and you gave them that trust without allowing them to earn it. Then when they lied to you, or they cheated on you, or they did whatever they did to make you not trust them, then now your heart is broken, and now you don't trust anybody. So now you actually may have a person in your life that is trustworthy, but you follow their ass around like the FBI. Now, what you're going to do is ruin a relationship by not trusting a trustworthy person. So you have to give what I call it, you got to give them enough rope to hang themselves. Until a person gives me a reason not to trust them, then why am I looking for things to not trust them with? So if I'm trying to get into your phone, then there's a trust factor there. So, and if you don't want me in it for some reason, then there's a trust factor there, because now I want to know what you're hiding. So how do I alleviate the matter on both sides? It's through transparency. So first we deal with, okay, you want to get into the phone. Here's the phone. Here's the code. Go ahead and go through it so we can talk about it. Now, when you go through here and find nothing, then we need to talk about the trust issue that posed the question in the first place. Let's talk about why you felt like you needed to go through the phone. Was it a phone call that I had? Is that because all of this stems from something going on with the person themselves? They overheard a conversation. They peeping over your shoulder, looking at your text messages, and got a piece of a sentence that didn't look like it needed to be there. Oh, and I have to say this. Let me put this out here, because I see a lot of couples that get into it over messages, posts, text messages, or what have you, from other people. Now, I need you to understand that let me use me. So now I ain't gonna get y'all in trouble. Let me use me. I can't stop people from sending me messages. I can block them and do all these other things, but the content of the message that is sent to me, I can't do anything about that. If you understand that you are not the only person that wants your significant other, then you'll go a whole lot further. I don't care how fat and funny looking your significant other is, how dumb or broke or how whatever their minuses are, whatever their negatives are, you are not the only one that wants them. Somebody else could possibly be interested in them. And it may not be them, and it's always this. It's not so much your significant other that other people want. It's your happiness. They see that this other person is making you happy, and they want your happiness. So when you see, when someone else sends them a butt-naked-ass picture of themselves to their phone, it's not what the other person sent that should cause you to distrust your significant other. It's how your significant other replies to what was sent. If I'm dating a young lady, or we're in a relationship, rather, because dating don't mean jack, you just dating. If you're in a relationship, if I'm in a relationship with a young lady, and another man sends her a picture of his genitals and say, you know how, come on now, we know how we do, you know you want this. Or it might even be an ex that she's been with before, and he says something, you remember this, don't you? You remember what I used to, you know, things, people do this, so don't play like this don't be happening. If we're in a relationship, I'm not mad at him for sending stuff, even though he may know that we're in a relationship. He's trying to get my happiness. I can't be mad at him for trying to get my happiness because he's sending it to her. Now, if he was sending it to us or posting it on our page, then that's being disrespectful, and that's a whole other matter in and of itself. But sending it to her, or someone trying to steal her through some type of message, or sending, you know, some type of flirtatious message to them, I am not, neither myself nor she is in control of the data or the information that comes over the line. What they are in control of is how they respond to that data. So when they send something, it's not what they sent, it's how you responded to it. If she gets a text message of, you know, some dude's genitals, and he say, ooh, you know you want this, and she texts back, I sure do, yeah, then that's a problem. If she texts back, or if she sends a picture of herself back saying, yeah, you remember this here too, don't you? Yeah, that is a problem. So we can't get mad over what the other person sends or what someone else is sending. Hell, if you got a fine woman or a fine man, you're not the only person that wants them. And other people will do whatever they feel that they that's necessary to do to try to get that person. So don't think that you're the only one that want them and that the only one that's after them. Hell, you might need to be sending some pictures of yourself to make sure that you hold their attention. That's something else altogether. But back to our question, should they have access to it? No, you shouldn't need access to the other person's phone. But if there is a trust issue, then how do you get over that trust issue? It's through transparency. Give them the damn code. Now, when you get in there and get to looking, don't get mad because you see other people sending messages. Don't get mad because you see butt-naked men or butt-naked women or what other nasty shit that's in the phone just because you don't have it in yours. Don't get jealous about the pinup girl that was text to your man's phone and he still got the picture. Don't get mad at the picture of I forgot the boy's name. One of these actors that be on all Tyler Perry movies or whatever, and she got her in his phone on her screensaver. Don't get mad at that, because the fact of the matter is, if either of you were to get a hold to either of these people, you wouldn't know what the hell to do with them. It's like a big dog chasing a short tail. If you catch it, you don't even know what the hell to do with it. Quit tripping over small things. So yeah, give them access to the damn phone. so they can quit tripping about it, so you can be transparent about everything, so that they'll know that you are with them, period. That's how you do that. It is through transparency. Where are you going? Over to my boy house. Oh, for real? Yeah. Do you want to come and sit up with the rest of these men and look like a nut? Come on. Let's go. Come with me. Same thing with the females. Where are you going? I'm going over my girl house. You want to come up here and sit up with all these women? Sure. Come on. Come and go. It is through transparency. I know it's stupid. I know it's stupid. But sometimes you have to do a little bit of sacrificing, you know, to get over some of these trust issues. And if that is continuing to happen and you're having to deal with that on a continuous basis, then you need to sit down and have some discussion about it. If you are always not trusting someone, then you need to sit down and talk with them and see why that is. There's something deeper going on than, you know, just where are you. And it's usually having to do with what's going on with that person. So, okay, we went into, I did all that just old damn cell phone. We have, you know, I go deep. I've been counseling people too long, so I look into stuff a little deeper. Get over it. This is what I do. So, second question, and actually, this was a damn good question. Do step-parents have the right to administer corporal punishment to the child? So, can a step-parent whoop the baby? Okay, good question. First and foremost, you got to define step-parent. You need to understand what step-parent is. Step-parent is someone who, the step-parent is not the person that's screwing your mama or your daddy. That's you know, just somebody that you're dating, somebody that you see. I don't care how much they at the house, how much they spend time with the kid and all that. A step-parent is normally someone who has actually married the mother or the father of that child, and they've taken on the responsibility of assisting in the raising of that child. It goes deeper than just the relationship of the two people or the parent and the step parent. They've actually taken on the responsibility of assisting with the parenting of that child. So the question now becomes, one, let's make a definitive answer. Let's definitively answer the question is, if this person is a step-parent, spending the night with mama or daddy does not make you a step-parent. Because, first of all, giving a whooping to a child, when my children... I can't even say, it's not even based on my children, but children, period. A beating is just a beating if it's given by someone who the child does not know loves them. If I just up and whoop, and knowing me, I always want to do it. There are kids in the store that I like, ooh, if you was mine for one day, ooh, I'd beat the hell out of you, you little bad bastard. I would whoop your little ass. If you was mine, if you was only mine, I'd give me 10 minutes, give me 10 minutes. I'd talk to you for about 60 seconds, and then the rest of the 9 minutes, I'm going to whoop your little ass. But I can't do that because those are not my children. And if I did that, it wouldn't do them any good because I'd just be a stranger beating them. The reason my corporal punishment on my children, on my nieces, on my nephews, on the kids in my life, it's effective because they know that I love them. The actual pain of the whooping is that comes and goes. That whooping don't last no longer than you got it. You know, if you got an ass whooping and it took 5 minutes to get that ass whooping, and that'd be the longest 5 minutes of your life. But that pain comes and goes. It is the it's the mental anguish. It's the hurt feelings that last. You wasn't no more hurt. And if you remember as a child, and hopefully you can remember this, cause especially if you came up in the same time that I came up, mom and daddy might have whooped your ass, but when grandmama or granddaddy gave you a whooping, that whooping hurt. it's not so much that they beat you with a bat. They might only swat at you across your ass once, but it hurt your feelings so because it was them. Because they're usually the ones that's getting you out of a ass whooping. But when they actually gave you the ass whooping themselves, it was that much more traumatic because it came from someone who you know loved your stinking draws. So if you are indeed, by definition, a step parent, then you should not be giving out corporal punishment to that child. Until you know and that child know that you love them unconditionally. Because children know when you like them and when you don't like them. They know. You know, they have ways of showing it, but they know when you like them and when you don't like them or when you treat them unfairly. They know because you knew when you were a kid who liked you and who didn't like you, or who you thought liked you and who you thought didn't like you. They knew that. So that's one aspect of it, is the child needs to first know that you love them. Otherwise, it's just an empty beating. You can lead that to the police. They'll do that. That's just an empty beating. But the child has to know that you love them in order for that corporal punishment to be effective in the first place. That way you ain't got to beat them to death. Just a little whooping will do, because it's the emotion that's involved that causes the correction. It's not the beating. It's not the physicality that causes the correction. It is the mental part of it. It is the emotional part of the whooping that causes the child to correct their behavior. They don't want a whooping from somebody who they love and who loves them. It does hurt me more than it hurts you, because I don't want to do this either. Or maybe I do. I whoop the hell out of my kids because they do. And I haven't had to whoop my children in such a long time because I beat them when they was kids. Now they listen, and I don't have to. But when you're a step parent, you're in a whole different category. So that's one. The kid needs to know that you love them and that you have their best interest at heart. They need to know that. Not just you know it, they need to know it. Part two is you need to be concerned with the other parent being in their life. See, you are the step parent, and whether you're with the mother or the father, their biological mother or father, you need to make sure that the other biological parent is okay with you disciplining their child. I don't care that your significant other says it's okay. I know that your significant other says that it's okay for you to discipline my child, because we together, the hell with them over there, they ain't here. We here. Don't believe that drama. Don't do it. Do not go there. You need to sit down and have a conversation with the other parent. If that other parent is not okay with you disciplining that child, then by doing it anyway, you are creating an atmosphere that's really not conducive for you, the child, the other parent, or anybody. That is a recipe for disaster. I've seen people that have gone to jail and did time because one parent said, whoop his little ass, and we ain't, and you know, and then the child goes to the other parent and say, well, they whooped me. Then somebody else got to get ass whooping now. There have been people that have been killed over this. You do not, unless you have permission from both parents, this is why it's important for you to build relationships with not only the parent of your child, but if they have gotten married or have a serious relationship and they finna get married, or somebody is trying to, adopt your child and as one of them and have them in their family or what have you, it does not take away your parenthood, but you need to have a serious conversation with that other parent so that you don't make matters worse. Because the last thing you want is to get the law involved, and then you have strained the relationship between you, your mate, or your, you know, the person that you're with, and the other parent. So now everything's stressed when all you had to do was say, well, look, if you don't quit that little willy, I'm going to tell your mama, I'm going to tell your daddy, and let that parent beat the hell out of the kid if that's what needs to happen. Or call up the other parent that's not giving you permission and say, hey, we had a discussion. You said not to whoop the kid. I ain't whooping them, but look here. They over here acting a goddamn fool. Somebody need to do something. Do you want me to wait on the other parent to get here, or can you come on over here and issue some discipline? Because somebody need to do something with them right now. Open up the lines of communication. You know, you need now, of course, you know, be better than that. I'm being somewhat facetious, but this is a serious issue. You do need to open up lines of communication with the other parent, especially where the child is involved. Because, you know, people will kill you behind their children. I'm one of them crazy-ass parents. If I haven't given, that's the school, that's the police, that's it. These are my scrotum sack escapees. I'll deal with them. I have not given them permission. They got a mama and a daddy. You need to get permission from that other parent prior to putting your hands on that child. It will increase the length of your life. I'm telling you, it'll make you a great deal happier. And by you being able to do that, that will also help your relationship. And I know, you know, a lot of you really don't care what the other parent thinks, but, you know, let's try to keep peace as much as possible. Keep the peace. You know, don't step over the line. You know, that's how you get respect from that other parent, from that other person. That's how you start building the relationship, especially if it's been one that has been one of aggression, or you've not seen eye to eye on some things, or whatever the case may be. That's how the dialogue starts, is by, you know, showing some type of respect, saying, hey, you know, man, or hey, you know, say, you know, lady, I ain't trying to overstep my bounds, but this is what's happening. Can we talk about this? It may not work the first time. Be diligent. Be diligent. Stick to it. You're going to be in a relationship with this person. Hang on to what you got. Keep going. So, yeah, make sure that the child loves you, and make sure that you love the child before you trying to whoop them. And then you need to talk to the other parent, not just the parent that is giving you the okay. You got to get an okay from both parents. If one parent isn't even in the child's life for whatever reason, then you home free. Whoop their little ass and keep them out of prison. Keep them on the straight and narrow. Know how to whoop them, but just make sure that they love you, that you love them, and they know that you do. Next question. How do you allow the co-parent to time with their child when they still have a thing for you and make unwanted advances? So this is obviously a question from someone who has a child, and they want to allow that child time with the parent, or more likely they want to have some sort of family time, you know, where the child gets to be with the mother and the father, and spend some time and be able to do things, but they're unable to do so because the other person is still trying to get back with them or make some sort of sexual advances towards them. And that's hard, because you want them to be able to spend time with both parents, but you may also be trying to cut them off of that so that you can move on and so that they can move on. And really, the only way to do that is allow them to spend time with the child, and stick to your guns. If you're sending mixed signals, and, you know, when they're flirting or being flirtatious and you're biting on that, then you're giving them a signal of saying that, you know, there's still a chance. Send the baby with the other person and let them have that time, whether it be their weekend or what have you. And when you do want to spend time with them as a family, it needs to be out in the open, in public, not in intimate environments. You need to be out amongst a number of people. You need to be Not going sitting down in the restaurants or something. You need to be at plays and in parks and in stuff to where you and that and the other parent and the children are all together at all times. Not where you two have come together and you're sending the kids to go play and y'all just there watching them. So y'all sitting in McDonald's and the kids are playing. Well, now that they have opportunity to make those advances towards you that you don't want, and you don't want to, start an argument or go to cussing or doing anything like that, but you want to make sure that they know that, this is not happening, this is not going down. Just let them know, hey, we here to spend time with the baby. And spend time with the baby. If the child is going and playing in the damn balls and you don't want your ex, groping you, go jump in the damn balls with the kid. Play with the child. Make sure that everything is about the children. That way you can avoid some of those uncomfortable situations. Okay, I'm going faster now because I'm running out of time. So the next question was, and this one seemed to be rather important. Says, how do I start to train my man how to please me in the bedroom without damaging his ego? Sign, ready to cheat. This question tickled the hell out of me. I promise you, this one tickled me half to damn death. But it is a great question, and it's a great and it's a fair question. How do I start to train my man how to please me in the bedroom without damaging his ego? So understand first that, yes, men, I don't care what they say, men's egos are extreme. I'm extremely fragile. China, fine China. Eggshells are steel, blocks of solid steel compared to the male ego, especially in dealing with sexual matters. And this is a big thing for men. So part of this is a great deal of this is communication. So one, you have to look at, how they receive communication or how you have tried to get this information over to them in the past, and how they received it. If you have a man that cannot take instructions in the bedroom, if they cannot take sexual instructions from you, let me tell you right now that you have a hard train to pull. You are already behind the eight ball. That's something that's going to take some work. I hope you love them because it is going to take some work to get this over to them. First of all, you're gonna have to be a little bit slick. You need to start small, crawl before you walk. Know what it is that you want done. Know how you want it done, and when you're trying to get your man to do it, it has to be, especially the beginnings, it has to be subtle. Subtle. If you have a hard-headed man, it has to be subtle. You have to some things you have to physically move him into position to take care of. You got to push him over there a little bit, but when you get him there, you need to let him know that he is there. Once you have pushed him into a position of where you need him to be, or you take his hand and put it on you where you want it to be, or when he's kissing you, you kiss him how you want to be kissed, or you start a game of it. Say, hey, baby, let's play this game. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to point to a place, and I want you to kiss it. And because a lot of men, we're weird, and we don't understand that sometimes being a little silly, will actually help us out. That will actually sometimes turn women on if you will be silly with them. Just being doing a little goofy shit, especially in the bedroom. Baby, here, kiss me right here. Now kiss me right here. And when you do that, when you give him an instruction and he follows it, I hate to say it like this, but it's so damn true. He like a damn puppy dog. When he do something that's really good, you got the boy, you finna get attacked. You got to give him that. You got to give him that because you are training him. You are indeed training him. You are telling him what buttons to push, and you can actually train him in what order to push those buttons if you do it subtly. If you're doing things and showing him what to do to you in a subtle manner, and you're giving him that feedback that it is indeed working and it is indeed turning you on and it is getting the job done, he will react to it. He will react to it, and he's going to want to do more of it because he's pleasing you. But you have to do it subtly. If you tell him, why are you kissing me like that? That's, you know, you didn't get there and he didn't got there before you do, and you looking at him like you sorry bastard. No. When you see him, and I really do need to do a whole hour on just the mechanics of an erection and the mechanics of a female orgasm. I really do need to do specials on just those two, because we need to understand how our mechanics work. We need to understand what makes each other tick, and we need to get into the technical aspects of that. But when you begin to show him what you actually like and how to do it, and do it subtly, and you know, hey, touch me here. You know, oh, I like that. Can you do that again? Yeah, right there. Ooh, and I ain't finna do no safe noise for y'all, because y'all be done jumped offline and had to go handle some things. But when he does something good, acknowledge it, over-acknowledge it. That's how you get over to him. Start subtle, but over-praise when he's done something good. Take his hand and put it between your thighs and tell him how to touch you. Tell him where to touch you. He ain't found, y'all been married 7 years and he ain't found your G-spot yet. You need to show him where it is. Do it subtly and without words. Start a game of, we're going to have sex, but we can't talk. You have to put on blindfolds and find each other. Put his blindfold on and don't put yours on and make the game real easy. So you can't talk. Everything is yeah. Those are the only words that you can say is yeah and uh-huh, and be blindfolded. You have to be creative with men that are not accepting of instruction. And they need to hear from other men. You need to have them tune into the show and listen to Mister tell them, look, your ass need to pay more attention to this woman if you're going to keep her. You need to learn her from her. The only way that you learn how to drive a car is through instruction. And you don't hand over the keys to a $50,000 car to a five-year-old and say, go. You have to have an instruction, and we ladies, listen, you don't come with a manual. So, because there are a lot of ladies that say he ought to know what to do. Then when he goes in and starts doing the things that he did to the last woman and they don't work for you, now you pissed. No, you have to tell him. You don't come with an instruction manual. You have to open up your mouth and say, this is what I like. This is what turns me on. This is what pleases me. And if you don't have a man that is able to receive that, then you have to subtly show him. And, baby, take the time to do it, because it's worth it for both of you. You have to subtly do it when you have one that doesn't want to listen. Listen, we still didn't get through all of our questions. Be sure to tune in for the other shows, for Destiny Empowerment, for keeping it together with Montavian Morrow every Sunday at 7, The Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey Gordon, and The Business Makeover with Sharice Riley on Tuesday, and The Success Factor on Monday. 8 o'clock for The Success Factor, 6 o'clock for The Business Makeover. I'm glad that you were able to join us. We're going to do some more of this question answering next week. Find somebody you love and keep it together. Y'all, good evening.